Harihi Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavaditamastu Mavindrishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Back in your classroom. Chaitanopanayanam, Lalita Madhava, Act 8, page 44. Verse 4. Krishna, approaching. O Queen, you overwhelm me in all ways by the variety of your flavors, and reside in the lake of my heart like a swan. Chandravali, with intention. O Madhavi, why are you smiling after hearing his reasonable words? Madhavi, O Queen, remembering the crane that stays in the lake practicing her vow, I smile. Footnote 35. Disrespectfulness towards the seniors is called drava. Here, Madhavi makes fun of Srimati Radharani, therefore it is considered drava. Like that. Yeah, because remember in the very beginning, Radharani mentioned about her vow being absorbed in Krishna, so then she's being disrespectful to the others, right?
Also, she's not a queen.
Sorry?
Madhavi is not a queen. If Rukmini Devi says something, it's still okay. But she is like servant of her and she cannot comment on another queen.
Yes. Yes, so therefore it's disrespectful. But at the same time, as she says what Chandravali would like to say. Mm-hmm. Like I was mentioning, one day we were driving in Calcutta with Bhakti Charu Marsh. It was himself and myself in the back seat and in the front seat. It was his car. You know what I mean? I think he was working with BBT, so BBT had a car. Mm-hmm. And so we're driving down the street, and then somebody does something stupid, like, you know, they always do in Calcutta. And so it's really, really crazy, and you want to say something, but you don't. You know? But then the driver, you know, he stops, you know, leans halfway out the window, yelling, screaming, all kinds of, you know, choice, you know, how you say?
Poetry.
Yes, choice poetry. Like that is being stated in that, you know, I mean, and Bhakti Churumar says, and then afterwards with a little smile on his face, he says, that's the advantage. We can sit in the back and you know, and remain as gentlemen while the driver will say everything you wanted to say. You know, so that's the point. So then Madhavi is the assistant to Chandravali. So she can say all these things, right? But then that way Chandravali doesn't say. You know, so it's also part of the etiquette, because you see, these great personalities, they very rarely have to make the point. If they do, then it's very, very strong, you know, and generally quite controlled. But then we see the assistants; they can say all kinds of stuff. You know, no one will get upset that they said, because that's who they are. They're assistants, like Krishna. Our quarrel-loving Madhavi, engulfed by Tamaguna. Stop this. You cannot influence Chandravali. Footnote 36. Disrespecting or insulting someone is called chala. Here, Madhavi is being insulted, therefore it is chalana. Looking at Rukmini. O Queen, my mind, having such great love for you, cannot live elsewhere. Madhavi, O Queen, this is the Sura Sugandhika garland you strung with your own hand. Chandravali, taking the garland. See, we mentioned before, Krishna, when he's mentioning, taking the garland. Dear husband, may this garland sit beside your Kustuba gem. Puts it on his chest. Like, as the Kustuba gem is sitting on the chest, he always wears Kustuba. Like that. Krishna, oh beautiful wife, without your garland sitting on my chest, your sweet abode, now my chest will not look proper. The garland must reside with the Kustuba. Chandravali becomes embarrassed. Krishna, he takes her hand respectfully. A wife who has become golden with kumkuma, I have undertaken a vow in order to see you, who perform austerities and who always meditate on me, giving me permission, make me true to my vow. Chandravali, as you wish, dear husband. Krishna to himself. I am without worry. I will now go to New Vrindavan. Exit. Right, so there's something hidden in what he's saying here. I have undertaken a vow in order to see you. Yeah, because they're talking about these vows, but these vows go back to Radha and Krishna. You know. Navavrinda entering. Oh queen, there are two boxes of ornaments. The first one is for the queen, with a mark to indicate this. The second is for Satyabhama. Madhavi to herself. Vishvakarma must have made the best ornaments for his granddaughter, Satyabhama. I will switch the boxes and decorate the queen with the ornaments from the second box. Aloud. Oh, Navavrinda, give me both boxes. I will send one to Satyabhama. Navavrinda does this. Chandravali, I will go to the enclosed pool to bathe. Exits with her entourage. Navavrinda, now I have arranged for spring, king of seasons, to sprinkle Vrindavan at this auspicious moment. I will go there. Exits. Voice from behind the stage. Seeing Krishna arriving for pastimes, walking with his beloved in the forest abundant with fresh flowers, which simultaneously increase their wealth. All the seasons and joy made their appearance. Navavrinda. Wearing his forest dress, which enhances the universe, does Krishna approach Radha, thus making New Vrindavan successful? Looking again in astonishment. Blissful because of the joy of Radha and Krishna after a long time, the desire trees become splendid, fulfilling the directions with birds chirping, displaying upward-pointing sprouts endowed with unparalleled beauty, bearing muktafala fruit like drops of perspiration, and becoming unsteady, shedding tears of honey, and displaying various symptoms of perturbation and trembling. Is this a voice from behind the stage or Navavrinda?
Navavrinda.
She says all these. Okay. Radha and Krishna enter.
Nothing is mentioned, then it will be from the previous
person. It was just keeping in the... Yeah, okay. Madhava. I have been searching for some sign of you, and now I have found you, the goddess of fortune who reigns over all worlds. You are a shower of gold raining upon a person who has fallen into the universe and is wandering around, searching for a treasure of chickpeas. Navavrinda, seeing Radha. Oh, her eyes, filled with tears, cannot see him, who to her arms, completely stunned, have no power to embrace him. She cannot speak, because her throat is completely choked up. In meeting after a long time, these actions are an obstacle to her meeting Krishna. 37. The collection of effect or result is called adhana. Here, collection of result of seeing Krishna, etc., is adhana. Right, so all these things based up, then she is getting this effect. Krishna, approaching Radha. O Radha, with breasts like pots, my heart, filled with internal pain, kissed by great longing, trembles. Show your glance endowed with fresh gestures, flowing with nectar, and filled with the waves of your dancing, crooked brows. Radha, embarrassed. Navavrinda, this must certainly be a dream. After drowning in an ocean of happiness momentarily, again I become conscious. But why did I not cry with abandon? Vrinda, Navavrinda. Dear friend, you have woken up from an intense sleep of sorrow. Please listen. All the bowers of New Vrindavan are calling you with humming bees intoxicated by the fragrance of blossoming lotuses. With joyful trees growing on banks of hundreds of streams flowing from mountains of moonshine melted by gentle rays of the moon. Krishna. O Navavrinda, you have spoken well. You have described in an astonishing manner the coming of spring with its associates. They are all satisfied with you. Navavrinda. O Radha, look, look, see how the tree on the lap of the mountain branches out, surpassing the stars with its sparkling flowers, satisfying the peacocks perched there. Radha to herself in eagerness, ah, where is my friend Vishakha? Krishna to himself. Remembering Vishakha by Navavrinda's words, Radha will become despondent, therefore I will describe her. Aloud, O beloved, please hear some astonishing news. To obtain the Sura Saugandhika flowers, I entered the Kandava forest with Arjuna. While Arjuna was looking for animals, I saw two birds caught by two hawks. 38. When killing and capturing is involved, it is called Vidrava. Here, birds being captured is called Vidrava. One bird said, O parrot friend, I will no longer taste the lotus roots at the place where food is kept for Radha's birds. The parrot said, O my friend, swan, I will not blissfully taste the oranges red like Mars in Radha's storage house. Radha, astonished. Then what happened? Krishna, hearing this, I released the two birds. Walking, I met a peaceful old lady and asked her, Who are you? She said, I am a Pulinda woman, the protector of the pool filled with fragrant Sura Saugandhika lotuses, and the hut filled with fruit sweet as nectar, which appeared by great austerities and is used to feed the birds. I then asked her, Who built the feeding place for the birds? She said, One girl who performed great austerities built it. She has finished a vow of living underwater and now begins a vow of living in the forest to fulfill Radha's desire. Radha, then what happened? Krishna. Remember, is that Kalindi? Then she did a vow underwater? Like that? Yeah. I went to a mountain cave indicated by her. I saw this woman performing austerities. Her limbs shone. She wore bark for clothing. Her body was soiled and her hair was matted with dust. She held ruby beads in her lotus hand and was uttering mantras. Looking at me, she suddenly shouted, wept, and spoke in broken words. O prince addicted to pastimes in Gokula, O bee in the lotus of Radha's heart, O musk ointment for the deer of Radha's breast, again I am able to see you. Surprised, I said in a choked voice, Who are you? She answered, O Lord, I am your servant, miserable Vishakha. Radha, ah, my friend Vishakha, being unfortunate, I am ruined. Krishna, I wiped her hot and cold tears with the edge of my yellow cloth. After some time, Vishakha recovered, and she stood motionless with a blank mind. Okay, now... I pacified the thin woman with soothing words, dressing her nicely and speaking good news. I brought her to Dwarka. I desire your forbearance. Radha, with longing, O beautiful Krishna, I worship you. Show me Vishakha. Krishna looks at Vrinda's face. Navavrinda, O friend, Vishakha said to me, Ah, I am miserable because of the order of my father. As long as she is separated from the Shamataka jewel, that long I am forbidden from seeing Radha. Again I will enter the waters at the mountain. Radha, very true. My mother, Samgya, said, O my child Radha, when you attain the Shamataka jewel, all your desires will be fulfilled. Navavrinda, O Lord, look, look, the Shishira trees of the spring season on the mountain are smiling with blossoms. The Kadamba trees are joyful with bountiful flowers, and jasmines are blooming everywhere. Look, the tulsi plants and priyanga plants are blossoming. Spring and other seasons are appearing simultaneously with their wealth. Krishna, beloved, look, the cuckoos are warbling, the crickets are sounding, the peacock is dancing. The swan is chortling. The kiki bird chirps. The pigeon coos. Gathering together, the season gives me bliss. Navavrinda. O Lord, look. Fleeing from the fangs and the mouths of the snakes on the Malaya Mountain, the wind, bathing in the water of Pampa, mixed with lotuses, arrives at Vrindavan to serve you, Lord of Garuda. Because the wind will blow through, you know, nice places like lotuses or sandalwood trees and that before coming to Krishna. So it'll carry that fragrance. Krishna, looking at the trees. O Kadamba trees, are you well? O Bokula trees, are you happy? O Priyangu trees, are you prospering? O Pilu trees, are you fine? O mango trees, are you healthy? O Madhavi plants, are you well? After a long time, Krishna, along with Radha, is pursuing you. Navavrinda. O Lord, Nandishwara Mountain exudes bliss after making a cave into a new meeting place for you. Krishna, looking at Radha. O thinned waist Radha, can you recognize the doe with fickle eyes standing on the edge of the mountain? Thinking your emerald necklace as fresh grass, it continuously gazes at you without fear. Radha, why would I not recognize her? She is my friend, the doe named Rangini. Krishna, look at this stone platform, white as an autumn cloud, where I used to sit and watch the boys wrestle. Radha, O Navavrinda, what is this tree whose flowers compete with Naga Keshari clusters? Navavrinda, O Radha, that is a Kubjaka tree. Radha, ah, misfortune, wicked bees are hiding in the clusters. Becomes fearful. Krishna, O Radha, with unstudied doe eyes, give up this branch with bees. O beautiful browed Radha, the Kubjaka tree is famous for producing fear. Navavrinda, to herself. While listening to Krishna's words, Radha glances with a smile at me, aloud. O friend, ask Krishna. He's asking, why are these wicked bees hiding in the clusters? And then she says, ask Krishna. Krishna, O Navavrinda, speak without fear. What does your friend desire to say? Navavrinda, O Lord, the bee, Madhusudana, derived great bliss in associating with Kubja. What fear was there? Krishna, smiling. Navavrinda, your friend is uselessly worried. Look, the bee gives up the association of the Kubja tree and follows Radha, whose face is a forest of fragrance. Radha, fearful. O fickle bee, stop, stop, wicked creature. I will hit you with my play lotus. 39. Chastising and agitating is called duty. Here Radha is being agitated by a bumblebee, and her chastising is called duty. Krishna, look. Blinded with intoxication by the fragrance of your face, the pea takes no pleasure in the palasha flower. It takes the priyanka to be useless. It does not take shelter of the vasanti flower. It takes no joy in the lotus. It does not run to the madhavi flower. It does not go for a second to the Labali flower. Navavrindavan. Govardhan, the best of mountains, shines, worshipping Krishna with its cascades as water pitchers, with its trees as umbrellas, its crystal slabs as beds, its abundant minerals as ointments, and its gems as mirrors. Krishna. O Radha with slender waist, look at the intoxicated peacock playing on the peak of Govardhan. The peacock, on the pretext of dancing, is offering his pure feathers to you for earrings. Radha, O king of dancing peacocks, may you live long. Krishna, O beloved, do you remember the path from Govardhan to the Jamuna? Radha, why would I not remember? The broad path lined with the champaka trees, then the punaga trees, then the jambu trees, and the towering kadamba grove, one after another, leads from the mountain to the Jamuna. Krishna, smiling, come, let us go by this path of the Jamuna. They do that. Navavrinda, the eddies of the Jamuna and the brook filled with lotuses delights my eyes. Krishna, the bandira tree in front, affectionately decorated with breezes, bearing millions of huge branches high in the air, more attractive than peacock tail feathers, stands like the king of the forest on the edge of the Jamuna. Right, so when it says they do that, so then you just start to make, they just start to make a round, and while they're doing, then they say all these things, and then they're there, because it's not a matter of, oh, but that's not realistic. It's about the mood. You know, you want to sit there while they walk, the actors walk for, you know, 10 minutes that it takes to get there, just trudging along, and then you'll sit there and, oh, yes, this is real, realistic. No.
Is there a special significance about the Kudja tree? Is it related to Kudja or is it just the name of the tree?
It's the name of the tree, but then you can be using that in connection with Kudja, because his point is that the bees are associated with the Kudja tree, so there's no fear for Kudja. So therefore, when the bee leaves the Kudja tree and goes to Radharani, she shouldn't be fearful either. So many of these things, they have those double meanings, how you can use them.
I think even when it is mentioned, the bee going to Radha, it may be mentioning some Mallika flower or some other flowering tree.
Yeah. So
everything is personified. Everything is a person.
Yeah, so the energies go back, and they are. It means Vrinda is making it all happen. She decides, okay, now let's make spring happen. So everything goes into bloom. Because I think that was that already said before, or it's coming up? It was at that one point she says, what's the use of me arranging all these things, the kunjas and the flowers, out of season, bearing flowers like in spring, if, you know, Radha and Krishna are here. You already had that, or...? You don't remember. But she makes that point. So in other words, she's in charge of the forest, so she makes all the ingredients all be in their perfect alignment and all that. So, you know, so that's why she's so important. So Radha, the delicate jasmine flowers spreading their attractive fragrance everywhere and trapping the fickle bees attract my heart. Krishna begins to repeat her statement. Navarvinda, O friend, look, the Sura Gandika garland has broken and fallen from Krishna's chest. A swan has picked it up in its beak and is flying away. Krishna, why is it going towards the water in the palace? Navarvinda, even liberated souls cannot give up the bliss of living in Vrindavan for a moment, but then to speak of lower beings. Krishna, O beloved, picking up the Madhavi and jasmine flowers, which have never flowered so abundantly before, I will make an astonishing crown. I learnt this while studying in the Gurukul. So it's one of the things of the 64 arts is how to make, you know, the arm bracelets and arms and, you know, all the different things. It's all that.
Also, we saw in Archi Shastra that in decoration and making flower garlands is a team on his own, one who makes the flower garland.
Yeah, that's the same.
Four types of flower garlands.
Four kinds of garlands. Okay, yeah. So it's part of the arts that one would learn.
I mean, it's quite fascinating looking at the age of the gopis and even the manjaris, that by the time they enter into the pastime of Krishna, they're already expert in the 64.
Yes, because girls, how you say? There's no beginning to their...
education.
Yeah, or of arts. It's just like you can have a 1-year-old and in the beginning you're dressing her, but after she sees what's the variety that you're going to dress her in, after a while she tells you she doesn't want to wear this, she wants to wear this. You know what I'm saying? It's already happening. So they already know how to do and what the arrangement, what goes with what you eat with what, and what situation. Because they experience it, and then they decide, this is better. Well, boys don't even notice, you know. I mean, like that. So they have to be trained. You know, specifically become conscious. Well, girls are always conscious of these things. So that's why in the Vedic system, by 12, a girl was expert in everything. That was the whole point, because then in the Vedic, then she could hold down a household. Because the you could say is the the emotional mood that basically is the common mood that everybody uses is that of a 12-year-old. You know what I'm saying? It's just like we're saying, that the reading material that you get, it's all 12+. It's, you know, everything, all the magazines, all the everything, the newspaper, it's all 12+. So that means someone at 12 can understand. Someone might get, you know, have more experience in all that and be more, but the emotional kind of platform that they work from is 12. So unless there's further training, then you won't go beyond that, because it works. So that's the point, is that a girl at 12, she's already ready to deal with the world. Boys, it takes a bit longer. That's why then they're all in like that, because it takes quite a while before they even become aware of what's going on. You know? So that's why in the Vedic there's always that difference in age.
Yes.
Because the boy just takes so much longer to become conscious. While the girl starts off conscious. Does that make sense? Yeah. So you're going to see that. So that's why they are.
Yeah, because Krishna and Balaram, they go to the Gurukul after they leave Vrindavan. They learn the 64 arts are there.
Yes, yes. Yes. So that's why he's saying this. But at the same time in Vrindavan, they'll know everything.
Of course.
But for the pastime, then they technically learn it there. So that's the thing. They learn it at that point, while the girls will be doing all that from before. Because arts then are a natural expression. You know, for the feminine expression is there. And so then it just naturally adds to the environment and what's going on. So it all works very well that way. Is that?
Yeah, because when you see the nature of the games among the coward boys described in scriptures, you know, it's nice. It's adventurous, you know. Mm-hmm. But when you look at what the girls do, it's so intricate.
Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. No, that's the whole point. They're that refined. So that element of the subtleties and that, but that means also in the mentality, what they say, what they don't say, how they say it, it all matches. Because this whole thing of, you know, girls that, you know, can be like the boys and that, they can be, but what's the taste? The boys are already doing it. Why do you need to do it? You know, somebody's driving the car. Why do you also have to be driving the car? So then everybody in the car, they all have a steering wheel and the pedals and that. And all, yeah. You know? And that would be like a bona fide backseat driver, right? You know? The advantage is if somebody falls asleep, the other three can drive. Right? You know, so. But yeah, it's just, the whole thing is it's a whole science that's meant for rasa. That's the whole point. It's all meant for the taste. It's meant for that ultimate point. You know, occupation just maintains that. So if your occupation is all you have, then it's a very sad situation. If that's your only identity, that's all you have, that's your only success, then you technically don't have a life. You know. But, you know, what to do? As long as somebody else makes money, they don't care if you don't have a life. So therefore, so, yeah. Verse 34: walking far off, speaking with astonishment. What is this I see on the jeweled wall in front of me, attracting me with its sweetness? Looking again, I am reflected on the wall with longing. I have never before seen myself with such astonishing sweetness. I become greedy and impetuously desire to enjoy it like Radha. Footnote 40. Praising one's own self is called Vivalana. Here, praising his own form with amazement is called Vivalana. This verse is quoted in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.1, 2.17. Because he's dressed as a cowherd boy. So Krishna and Dwarka is seeing this and he's becoming attractive. Remember, is that point is being made, that he sees himself reflected.
Also, we can see here, there's both mood changed and he identifies himself as he is in Dwarka, and then now he is identifying himself as Rajakumar.
Mm.
So there itself we can see the same person, but...
Yeah, seeing the two. Means he in the mood of Rajakumar is being reflected, and he in the mood of Dwarka Krishna is seeing it and then becoming attracted. You know? That can be the one aspect. The other aspect is even in Braja Krishna, he's attracted, but it's by Radharani's attraction to him. Well, this is his attraction. But then he wanting to enjoy it like Radha, then that's indicating the other is that of Lord Chaitanya. Okay. Going forward, the unfading jasmine bush shines like a goddess on earth with bees for unblinking eyes. Devi, entering. Oh, Madhavi. This Devi is?
I think...
Is this Chandravali? Devi, entering. Oh, Madhavi. The swan must have brought this Suragandhika garland from New Vrindavan. Yeah, it must be her. Because she'd be the Devi. Like you said, the king addresses the primary queen as Devi. Madhavi, yes, thinking that the garland emitted fragrance because of association with a woman. The swan brought it to you. You know, so Madhavi's, how you say, because they're always working for, you know, the side of the who they're assisting. And so then she's always looking out, and this way is that, oh, it's because the garland has been associated with, what do you call it? With another woman, and so that's why I brought it here, so for you to see. But, you know, what's the arrangements in that? But that's how Madhavi will see it, you know. Madhavi, okay. Chandravi, looking at her body. Oh, friend, why am I decorated with Satyabhama's ornaments? Madhavi, deceptively. Oh, queen, I made a mistake. Chandravali, looking in front. Oh, friend, look, that is my dear husband not far away. Madhavi, that is not your husband in front, but his reflection on Sapphire Temple. Chandravali, how amazing. The reflection astonishes me. Oh, friend, I see him picking flowers. I will go to him alone. She goes. Krishna, seeing Chandravali, blissfully speaks to himself. Why has Radha, my very life, come? Aloud. Oh, beloved, why have you come so far? Looks with his hair standing on end. Oh, beloved, with eyes like a Kanjana bird, you have worry in your heart. I speak the truth, a vow before the elders. You are alone, are the supreme elixir, exciting my affection for you, which maintains my life. Chandravali, joyful to herself, I will remain silent and see his intention. Navavrinda, behind a creeper. Ah! Why is Chandravali wearing Radha's ornaments and dress? I will inspire Krishna with one verse through a pigeon so he does not make a mistake thinking that she is Radha. Because right, that's what he's saying. Why am I wearing Satyabhama's ornaments in that? She writes a message on a Kaitaki leaf and throws it off stage, looking again in bliss. Krishna has seen the verse delivered by the pigeon. I will hide myself. 42. Pacifying the opposition is called Shakti. Here Krishna is taking Chandravala bead Radha, and pacifying the opposition is called Shakti. Exits. Krishna. Seeing the letter, he reads it secretly. O king of the bees, what you think is a new Karnika garland is not actually so. It is a cluster of lotuses anointed with kumkuma. Looking at Chandravali, he speaks to himself. Very good, Navarinda. You have done great service at the proper time. Aloud, O queen, while you're standing here indifferently, will you not speak waves of nectar from your contented heart? Looks at her with respect. So he said all these things before because he thought it was Radha. And then now it's pointed out, no, this is Chandravali. And so now he... appreciating that, then now he's dealing with what's that? Yeah, so now he's dealing because he knows the queen, so now the flavor will, you know, will then be more specifically directed at her. He looks at her with respect. O Chandravali, you destroy the greatness of camphor and the moon by your wealth of cool beauty and fragrance. You have cooled all my limbs by your powers. Madhavi, hiding behind a creeper, she speaks blissfully to herself. The influence of Vishwakarma's decorations have given her sweet fortune. Krishna. O beloved, please accept this friend who becomes very joyful like a wave, expecting intimate contact with your limbs, approaches with attraction and fear. Oh, what a misfortune. I have committed a great mistake by making a mistake out of ignorance. This is not my queen, but some other young girl, pretending to reflect. Yes, I understand now. She is the granddaughter of Vishwakarma, who I saw today from far off in the vicinity. Chandravali shows the garland as a trick. All right.
The relation between Vishwakarma and Surya is Vishwakarma's daughter marries Surya.
Ah, so that's how okay, and then the granddaughter is... Okay, all right. Okay. So, see, because she's wearing Radharani's clothes and ornaments. And so first he thought it was Radharani. Then Vrinda said, oh, he's making a mistake, so she sends a note. Now he knows it's Chandravali. But, and he said all those things, you know, first he was saying them to Radha. Then he comes and now he knows he's saying it to Chandravali. And then you know, as he's going, then as he gets closer, now he switches in his mood that, oh, wait a minute, this is someone else. I thought you were Chandravali. So all the things that he said before for Radharani, now he says, oh, I thought you were Chandravali, but you're someone else because you're not dressed as Rukmini dresses. You know, so very clever. And then Chandravali shows the garland because he was, you know, he was wearing that before, and then it was with Radharani. Krishna to himself, ah, the swan has created this confusion. So he says, ah, now he says, oh, the swan has caused this. Aloud, this is most astonishing. How did she attain the Sura Sugandhika garland stolen from me beside the Yamuna? Going into the palace, I will inform the queen of the remarkable events, so that a small sprout of doubt accusing me of offense does not contaminate me. He exits. Because now he's taken it that because she's dressed differently. Yeah, because Madhavi, remember before, she got two boxes of things, of clothes and ornaments, one for Satyabhama and one for Radharani. And so, I mean, excuse me, Satyabhama and one for
Rukmini.
And so then she naturally thinks she'll make better for, but the point is they're according to what they wear. And so when she switches them, she doesn't understand that now Rukmini will look like Radharani, Radharani will look like Rukmini. And so then, in that way, then, you know, that aspect has come to pass. And then the garland, it broke. And because he was with Radharani, and so then that garland was taken by the swan, and so then Madhavi's pointing out, no, this is see because he's been with another girl, right? Because you're wearing a garland, and then by interaction, then it might break, and so having broken, it's been taken, you know. So it's like kind of like the swan is taking it there, and so now Chandravali now sees Krishna. She goes over to where Krishna is, but she's dressed like Satyabhama, right? So then Krishna thinks it's Radharani, and so then he starts talking, but then Vrinda then points it out that it's not. So then he's able to then, you know, then deal with his Chandravali, but then even dealing there, now he takes advantage that she's not dressed as Chandravali, she's dressed as Radharani. So then she says, oh, this is some other girl. I thought you were my wife, Chandravali. So, you know, and then this garland and all this is a trick, you know, like that. So I'm going to the palace now to see my queen. you know, mm-hmm. like that, you know. So he's trying to point out that no, he's nothing's going wrong here, like that. Madhavi, approaching. Oh, queen, what is the news? Chandravali, this occurs in a person with strong natural attraction for someone. Madhavi, oh, queen, this rascal's action, most cunning, cannot be understood. Come, I see Satyabhama. Right, so then they see Satyabhama over in the Vidas. So now they're going to over and see her. Chandravali, walking, sees Radha and speaks with pain. Her body is free of distressful symptoms seen previously. Her clear face indicates deep internal joy. Her eyes are restless and gleaming. All this indicates that she has attained the treasure of Krishna's association. Radha, looking with pain, she speaks to herself. Why has this envious swan come when the Chakravaki desires to meet the blue lotus? Footnote 43. When there is a hindrance in obtaining one's desired goal, it is called Pratishedha. Here the queen's arrival, which causes hindrance, is called Pratishedha. Right, because remember, this is still in the fourth section. So it's still not to the point where it's the aspect of the fourth section is that there's an inspiration that you can attain the goal, but you haven't. So that means there's still going to be obstacles. Right? Because you have the first where there's establishment of what is the goal that you're trying to get. The second one is then where that's now being removed. You can't get that. You know, that some very major situation has come up. And so then from there, then you go into other activities and that start to bring closer. And now this will be the point where it appears that you can get, but you haven't quite. Right? So therefore you're going to see Krishna's trying to be with Satyabhama, but he can't be, because then, you know, Madhavi's tricks and Chandravali coming and that, and then he goes, and Radharani can't be with Krishna because of this. Does that make some sense? Yeah, yes.
Before section was, you see there is a possibility, there is a hope that you can achieve. This means there is a certainty.
Yeah, the certainty. Does that make sense? So means the first one is the basic, what is the mood. The second one, then that can't be obtained. Then this third section, then there's kind of a hope, like that. Then the fourth one, now there's a confidence, but it's still not obtained. So only in the fifth, then it's attained. Yeah. Chandravali, smiling. Oh, friend Satyabhama, tell the truth. When he embraces you strongly with his arms, does the Kastuba remain in the middle? Radha, O queen, it is futile to scold a suffering friend. Madhavi, in pain to herself. When the elephant among men submerges himself in the waves of the enchanting sweet beauty of the Ganga of Radha and forgets himself, how will he remember the small lake of the queen? Chandravali, with ironic smile. O greedy friend Radha, why, without asking me, you have undertaken this great vow, right? Because that was what was before, as a member. Then Madhavi mentioned about that there's, that he's down at the Jamuna, but there's a crane there doing a great vow. You know, like cranes, they'll stand there, you know, on one leg, just completely not moving, and that, like the sages, and, you know, so that they're taking this, they're always compared to a great vow, like that. Radha, O queen, you cannot protect those who are surrendered to you. For that reason, you laugh. But that is acceptable for a queen. 44. Opposing speech due to anger between each other is called virodhana. Here the speech between Radha and Chandravali with hidden anger is taken as virodhana. Third point is this, you can't protect those who are surrendered to you. Meaning that Radharani is surrendered to Chandravali as her younger sister, but she can't protect her, means she can't arrange for her to be with Krishna. And so therefore, you know, you're laughing and all this, but what do you expect? This is the way queens are, you know. I am a young girl dependent upon a friend. They have offered me to your haum. In that house, the master is very fickle and makes chaste women break their vows. In this hermitage, there is no trustworthy master who is favorable. O queen, I have no means of crossing this ocean of trouble except the boat of your mercy. Chandravali to herself. She speaks correctly. Out loud, O friend, what do you want? Radha, O queen, protect me until I have finished my vow, when the Shamantaka gem appears. Chandravali, O friend, have faith. You will not be able to cheat me by tricks, since astute Madhavi is always by my side. Madhavi, O Satyabhama, I will send you the box of ornaments given by Vishwakarma. Chandravali, O friend, go to the Madhavi bower. I will go to the inner chambers of the palace with Madhavi. Exits. Okay, so now they've all exited. So that means then the end of the act, right? Because only when everybody exits. Otherwise, you see some exit, some come on, and everything like that. So there's always constant movement. Now they all leave. So she's made the point. She says, you know, so she's by gaining the Shamantaka gem. Then it says that then everything will come into play. Everything, you know, all things will work out for Srimati Radharani. Section 5, Description of Karyam. Srila Rupa Goswami elaborates on Karyam and Nirvahana Sandhi in Natika Chandra 120 as follows. The goal of the whole project is called Karya, right? The whole project means the whole play. The whole goal of it is Karya, this last part. You know, because you're trying to establish Radha and Krishna's affection for each other. So the goal is to bring them together. That's the whole. Just as the meeting of Sri Radha and Krishna together is the chief goal in the book named Lalita Madhava, as revealed here and Nirvahana Sandhi in this book, the reunion and further pastimes of Radha and Madhava in that order of ninth and tenth acts of Lalita Madhava is known as Karyam. When there is fulfillment of great purpose by the bija spread around in Mukta Sandhi and Pratimukta Sandhi, etc., it is called Nirvahana Sandhi. Right? So the bija is there, but then that seed gets spread through the other sandhis, through various ways of obstacles and others pushing it forward and different things like that, until it reaches karyam, or the goal of that seed, you know, what it manifesting. In this Sunday, the forming of the limbs will be done based on the function and production of the goal. Right? So these Sundays bring about how the goal will be obtained. Right? The previous Sunday is how confidence will be gained. The previous Sunday will be how hope will be gained. And the Sunday before that will be how the attaining the goal, the hope of that confidence, all that's shattered. Right? And then the first one is the seed on how it is formed. Does that make sense? And so that means, so in each one, you have what is being obtained. Then you have the Sundays on how they all bring it together, how the little things connect. So this one, all the Sundays that are here, then they're going to bring it to the fruition of the karya. Does that make sense? That's how the structure works?
Yeah.
In this Sunday, the forming of the limbs will be done based on the function and production of the goal. Obtaining Krishna by Sri Radha and all other coward girls and their marriage functions, etc., as described in Lalita Madhava, is known as Nirvahana Sunday. Sunday, Virodha, Gratana, Nirnaya, Pratibhashana, Prasada, Ananda, Samaya, Kriti, Bhasha, Upaguhana, Purva Bhava, Upa Samhara and Prashasti. These 14 limbs of Nirvahana Sandhi. These are the 14 limbs of Nirvahana Sandhi. Oh, wait a minute. As declared by the learned men. Does that make sense? Sandhi.
We can just say the 14 limbs.
Yeah. Yes. Sandhi. Accomplishment of the purpose of bija is called Sandhi. As described here in the ninth act of Lalita Madhava 9.9. Krishna, O auspicious Radha, your lips defeat the fragrance of sweet nectar. Your face is more fragrant than a lotus. Your voice defeats the cuckoo's song. Your limbs, cooling as sandalwood, are the essence of beauty. O Radha, having attained you, all my senses are constantly in bliss. Here, since it is an accomplishment of Krishna's attachment towards Radha, it is called Santi. Virodha. Searching for desired function or thing is called Virodha. As stated in the ninth act, 978, Nabavrinda. Hearing that Chandravali was without Madhavi, Krishna pleased her with his joyful gestures, and then with a smile said, O Queen, Brahma has asked me to go to Satyaloka. Since I desire to go there, please permit me. Here Lord Krishna's searching for Radha's union is taken as Virodha. Grantana. Grantana is to really experience the accomplishment of desired purpose. As mentioned in 919, Radha, looking at her limbs. Why did Madhavi send the queen's decorations? The cloud sprinkles streams of water and gives joy to the safari fish that desired only a little water. Here again, Radha suddenly attaining the desired goal of seeing Krishna is called Grantana. Nirnaya. Because then also by her being dressed like this, then if Krishna, then like has Krishna mistaked her, thinking first it was Chandravali and figured out she's another girl, then also then if Krishna then mistakes Radharani as Chandravali, then you can't get upset about it. You know, so the fault then goes to Madhavi. Right? Nirnaya. Nirnaya is to accept the speech of an experienced person. As stated here by itself, it's here itself by Krishna, 947. Krishna, O Radha, do you remember all the autumn nights which passed like a moment, during which your shyness disappeared by the increased satisfaction from fresh pastimes of Cupid in the bower? Here, Nirnaya is clearly stated through the experience of Krishna and Radha. Pratibhashana. Talk between each other with a kind of disputation is called Paribhashana, and in another case it may be called Parivada due to criticism. So you can either bring out Parivada, the criticizing, or that it's a dispute. So if you want to call it a dispute, then it's called Paribhashana. If you want to say that they're criticizing, then it's Parivada. Does that make sense? Depending which aspect you're bringing out, the different names. That's why sometimes you get different names for something or different definitions. They're just taking a different part. Right. Example of the first one, Paribhashana, is stated in 918 as follows. Madhumangala, why have you come? Sukanti, to hear other sweet questions and answers. Madhumangala, did you hear the question and answer? Sukanti, not only that. Sumangala, that's Madhumangala, what else? Sukanti, whatever I saw, I will go and tell the queen. Here Paribhashana is mentioned with a dispute of talk between the joker and Sukanti. Similarly, the second Parivada is also given in 921 as follows. Madhumangala, O hard-hearted servant girl with poisonous words, why are you called Sukanti, beautiful voice? Perhaps you are called by this name just as people sometimes call an undesired shower of rain auspicious. You know, when it rains and there's nothing, auspicious. You know, I think in South, when you spill a glass of water, and they'll talk about, oh, that means money. No? No? Maybe that's just in Tamil.
In West, when you break a glass, then also they say, oh, this is big luck.
Oh, big luck, okay. As long as you don't step on it. Right?
Yeah. The first thing you get is a slap, whether it is auspicious or not, from your mom.
An auspicious slap. Here, so that's his point, that she's called Sukanti, with the one with a beautiful voice, even though she doesn't speak nicely, in that same way as we find. Here, Parivada is explained by pointing out the faults of Sukanti. Prasada. Act of rendering service which causes pleasure and happiness is called Prasada. As described in the ninth act, 921, Krishna with joy. O Sukanti, I'm not able to reward you properly for this help in meeting Radha. Here, Prasada is clearly displayed since Sri Krishna is being pleased with the hard work of Sukanti. That's 921, and that one was 918. So it appears that she's acting as a double agent here.
she just plays a joke.
She's just harassing Maru Mangal, but actually she's going to Krishna. Okay.
She helps actually, she brings Radha.
Okay. Ananda. Accomplishment of one's desired goal is called ananda, or blissfulness. It's mentioned in the 10th act of Lalita Madhava, 10:14. Voice from behind the stage. Out of affection, the wife of Nanda began to bathe her son in the tears streaming from her eyes and the milk streaming from her breasts. Here, the blissfulness of Mother Jashoda is ananda. It is also stated in the 10th Anka, 10:26, Krishna in bliss. After a long time, I am joyful, thinking myself as a resident of Gokula. Here, happiness felt by Lord Krishna is ananda. Samaya. Total destruction of all distress is called samaya, as described here in the 10th Anka, 10:26. Radha. Is this my friend Lalita? Is this affectionate Purnamasi? Is this respected Mukara? Falls on the ground in bliss. Here, Radha, being happy by seeing her friends, is displayed here as samaya. Kriti. Stability of an accomplished object is called Kriti, as stated there in the 10th Anka, 10:26, Chandravali. O Purnamasi, you should request Krishna to take the hand of my sister with my permission. Here, Radhika is the achieved object, and her stability as being requested by Chandravali upon arrival of Jashoda with her son, etc., is Kriti. Bhashana.
Running out of time. Stop.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai.